Your horse racing preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
I'm delighted to say joining us on the line is Martin Murphy of Horse Racing Ireland. Martin, a very warm welcome to you again.
Thank you, Patrick, and how are you, Stephen?
Yeah, doing very well. I hope you're keeping well yourself.
Yes, not better. I look forward to a busy weekend, the bank holiday race, and all right, we've plenty of meetings for the punters, 6 meetings over the next 3 days. Lots of interest, of course, in England and tomorrow as well at Doncaster in the old Racing Post Trophy. Aidan O'Brien is sadly the likely favourite there, and of course we've continued to have the international racing as well. So I suppose this will be the last big weekend of the flat racing, I suppose. And next weekend, Patrick, will be the Breeders' Cup, and then of course the end of the season, of the flat turf season, is made next Sunday week, and then it's on National Hunt after that.
Yeah, absolutely, indeed. Yeah, a fascinating weekend of racing this weekend, of course, as we close down into the end of the flat championships, and we might take a further look at them later next week. But let's kick off, Martin, because as you say, we've got 6 meetings down for the decision. It's a busy Friday preview here this weekend on COY 104 FM. We're going to kick off with Leperstown tomorrow, a 7 race, a flat card down for the decision tomorrow, 1:25 kickoff there, and we're going to kick off with the Fillies Nursery at 2:30, over 7 furlongs. You've 11 going to post.
Yeah, pretty competitive race here, you'd have to say, Shane, or Patrick. It's very, very tight. Top weight here, Ballinprosa, 9-7. Good few horses there down towards the bottom at 8-4. But these nurseries are always tricky affairs. I have to say the horse probably coming to it in best form is number 5, Some Blessed. Ran a fine race from second and Nace last weekend to Cedars of Babylon in a very, very valuable sales race. Now, she got a £9 raise in the weights for that for Ken Condon's filly, and Killian Leonard claims 3 back off that. But that was a fine performance, and if she can reproduce that, she must have a very sound chance. Just one at the bottom there, a horse called Commodus for Joseph Bryan. Thought it ran well when toured at Navan over a shorter trip last Wednesday. Now, without a handicap here, but it does have a decent rider on. Alan Pearce claims £7. So I wouldn't rule that one out, especially stepping up on trip. But I think Some Blessed put up a good performance last week and might just be the one here.
The 305 is the Tote.com Knock Air Stakes. It's a listed contest again over 7 furlongs, and you've 11 going to post again.
Yeah, interesting race here. I thought Denver Wells Imaging would be hard to beat here. I would have expected, though, the ground to be a bit softer. I'd say Connection probably thought the same. This was a fair horse now early on in the season. He came back and he ran a good race from 5th to stable companion Yulon Gold Ferry in the Concord Stakes at Tipperary a couple of weeks ago. Now, that was softish ground, which he really, really likes, but the ground is good to firm in places tomorrow, and with a wide draw again, I just have a feeling that he might run a good race but just maybe fall short. I think Jim Bulger's could be the ones here. He's got Flight Risk and Smash Williams, two very, very solid campaigners, two with excellent chances. Kevin Manning rides Smash Williams. It was a good tour at Navan last time, just got caught in the last few strides over 5.5 furlongs, but he is effective at this trip and must have a big chance, although he hasn't won for quite a while. But I do like Flight Risk, I have to say, for Jim Bulger. Rory Cleary rode it last week, and he ran a very extraordinary race. He pulled very hard early on, went to the front over 1.25 miles, and then just didn't get home against Flavius, a decent horse at Dermot Wells. That was quite a good effort. It was his only second run of the season, and I just think over the shorter trip he's got a very good chance here, and he might be a bit of a price. Kingsfield for Joseph Bryan is an improving horse and must be considered here, while another one maybe with a horse called Foss for Edward Lynham, he would also have a good chance as well. So it's a very competitive contest. I just thought the way Flight Risk ran last week, he could represent a bit of a good each way value here.
The following race then is 7 furlong handicap again, over for 3-year-olds and upwards, with 13 going to post this time.
Yeah, very competitive here, as you would expect. Omran was a good winner for Ger Lyons and Colin Keane last time at Nace, up £4 for that tight handicap that was, won well over a mile, and would have a good chance here off a £4 higher mark. Dream of Orch for Jim Bulger just got caught in the last couple of strides in the apprentice race here last weekend. It's up £2 for that, but is reunited with Kevin Manning now and must have a bold chance here. It'd probably make a bold bid from the front. I do think John Murphy, though, is a good chance. He's having a good season in recent times, fit for function down toward number 9. But maybe his number 1 horse here, Silver Code, he'd be the one, I think, with Andrew Slattery claiming a valuable £7. He was a fine second here in a similar type race and Champions Weekend. It was a much more valuable contest, and he was a good second there on that occasion to a horse called Rap. It was an English trained horse on that occasion. That was a very good effort. He didn't probably perform the same way at Cork last time, but I forgive him that. I think return back to Leperstown where he has a good record, even with the weight, I think Silver Code has an excellent chance each way.
The 4:15 is the Airfield Stakes, the Group 3 contest for 2-year-olds, over 9 furlongs with 9 going to post.
Yeah, this is the feature race here. Patrick, and won last year by Flag of Honour, who of course went down and won the Irish St. Ledger. And these are the type of horses that you'd be looking for, maybe Derby and Ledger type horses. A mile and one is a long way for a 2-year-old, but certainly Aidan O'Brien is obviously a good record in these type of races, as you would expect. He had a very strong entry for this, but he relies solely on a horse called Sovereign. This one was fourth to a horse called Japan, again trained by O'Brien, in the Beresford Stakes at Naas last time, having earlier won at Galway. That was, you know, he's a horse that looks out and out of stare, and they can see why he's run over a mile and one here. He's obviously got a very, very good chance and will be one of the market leaders with Niall McCullough on board tomorrow. He's got obviously a big chance here, but I do think maybe guaranteed Jim Bulger ran a fine race when second last week in the Killabullen Stakes to Coral Beach. That was a good effort after a couple of disappointing runs, having won earlier in the season at the Curragh. But I'm just again leaning towards the Wells stable here, a horse called Massaf, Declan McDonagh on board, owned by the Aga Khan. Good winner over the course and distance, over a mile of this course actually in June on fast ground. Then finished a fine tour to Mad Moon, trained by Kevin Prendergast, in a group race at Leopardstown in on Champion Stakes weekend in early September. That was a fine effort. That Mad Moon is a very well thought of horse and well fancied for next year's guineas. I think the trip here will suit the good ground. He's nice strong style one, and the stable is going much better form now than it has been early on the season, and maybe Massaf can be the one here.
The total October handicap then, €50,000 in the prize pot over a mile and a half with 12 going to post.
Well, young Shane Cross, Patrick, has it's had done a remarkable season. He only had his first winner, I think, in April, and it looks like he's going to be champion apprentice this year. He had a fine weekend last weekend, and the Perfect Capitino, who we ride here, was a winner from last weekend at Leopardstown over a mile and a half. This is a stronger contest. He's up £7 in the weights, but he is the type of horse that just does enough to win. He only won half length. I think he won a little bit cosily, and even with the £7 rise, I think he'll take an awful a beating here. As I say, this is a stronger contest. Insignia Rank for John Murphy has won two of his last three starts and must come into it. Mawani for Gerald Lyons and Colin Keane also would be fancied, but Tony Martin is a pair of runners here and Share the Honour, a good winner of Galway during the summer, and Moonmeister, a decent fourth last time at Dundalk. Both those horses must have a chance, but just think the way Perfect Capitino is going at the moment, this could be another one for Joseph Bryan and Shane Cross.
Anything else on the Leopardstown card then tomorrow, Martin?
Well, it's just interested maybe in a 2-year-old of Dermot Wells in the first that Phillies have made in this race. He's won in recent seasons. Horse called Racine, first time out for Dermot Wells, owned by Khaled Abdullah and the mounted Declan McDonagh. They were successful in the same race last year with a filly called Contingent, and I think this one could be fairly useful to some nice entries for next season. Doesn't look the strongest of contests on a form basis, but a lot of horses here are probably first time out, and I think that one could be worth following, especially if there's money for her in the betting market. Just one thing though, she just has an outside draw on stall 16. That would be a slight worry, but I think the way the stable's going, I'd say it would be well fancied to go close.
Okay, that's the action at Leopardstown then tomorrow, their last flat meeting in fact before the Christmas festival coming in December. Let's move to Galway then, 3-day fixture in Galway this weekend, kicking off tomorrow with a National Hunt card at 1:35, going to drive into the second race. That's the 205 Novice Chase over 2.2 miles with just 6 going to post.
Yeah, interesting contest, even the small field here, and Bootcamp was a good winner on his first start over fence there at Limerick a couple of weeks ago. Jumped fairly well on that occasion. Jack Kennedy takes him on tomorrow and must be strongly fancied. The danger will certainly be Henry de Bromhead's Abbey Magic. Good winner at Navan last time off a mark of 1.23. He's up £7 for that. He's to give £3 to Bootcamp, and he's plenty of experience over fences, which will stand him in good stead. Another one here, he's of course another horse ridden by Rachel Blackmore, continues to ride plenty of winners and set a strong pace at the top of the National Jockeys Championship. But Bootcamp, I think, looks a decent horse and probably might have his measure tomorrow.
The following race is the Mayor's Beginner's Chase, Martin, over again over the same distance, 2.2 miles, and again with 6 going to post.
Yeah, strong enough contest here. High School Days was a very improved mare last season over hurdles for Henry de Bromhead and must certainly be one for the shortlist here. Dawn Shadow was second at Sligo for Dot Love on her first run over fences. That was quite a good effort at. It wasn't a bad maiden, a beginner's chase at Sligo. One of Willie Munns actually finished fourth on that occasion, came out and won next time out. But the one I was looking at, Jessica Harrington's Forge Meadow, easily the best of these over hurdles, it has to be said. She's a funny mare, this one. I was actually down in the Jessica Harrington's yard last season. She was telling us that she's a mare that has to be trained on her own, and as we're looking at the string going around here, she was totally on her own. She just does everything totally on her own, and it's sometimes hard to know how well she's going, but she's a high class mare on her day. She's a great 2 winner over hurdles, and if she takes these fences under Robbie Power, she's going to take plenty of beating. She only really has one side of racing, Patrick, out in front, and if she gets in front here and jump well, she'll take a bit of pegging back.
Okay, let's go to move on to a little bit later on the card, the €27,000 Faber Audio Visuals Handicap Hurdle, over 2 miles with 11 going to post.
Yeah, I think that trainer Desi McDonough is quite a strong here, but horse called Hearts of Trumps. A good winner last time out, up £11 for that. Won at Galway over this course and distance at the last meeting here. Mark Walsh takes the mount again. It's owned by JP and must have a very, very big chance here going in again. However, I was just looking at the other horse in the race that he actually trains, horse called Morga. This is one that is a mare and she runs extremely well at Galway every time. She always placed or even wins here in Galway, both on the flat and over hurdles. And I just thought overall she might represent a bit of value here. I think Hearts of Trumps will be favoured. The interesting one, of course, is Off You Go, trained by Charles Burns and the mount of Mark Enright, a winner of a very valuable handicap hurdle at Leopardstown on Dublin Racing Festival last February. Was expected to go to Cheltenham and Punchtown, but obviously things went wrong and he didn't appear since. He was up £11 for that and might just need this first run of the season, but he certainly want to watch for maybe a valuable handicap hurdle and maybe the Christmas Festival or somewhere around that. But I do think, as I say, Des McDonough has a strong hand with Hearts of Trumps, but I take a chance on Margaret each way. I think she just loves the course and shouldn't be out of the first three.
Okay. Anything else on the Galway card tomorrow?
Well, I think in the first race, Felix De G for Gordon Elliott was a decent bumper horse last season. Actually ran quite well in the Cheltenham bumper at Cheltenham in March and will be long odds on to win the first race. But another one there for sharp price ones will be a horse called Royal Rendezvous for Willie Mullins in the 350. Decent horse in the bumper sphere and probably would be well fancied to win this. Also maybe in the 315 there, Patrick, Rolling Revenge from Martin Brazel. Seen him run well last time at Punchtown over a trip that was a bit too far from him. Drops back and trip here, and with the mount, Mark Walsh taking the mount, might have a bit of a chance there in that 315 race.
So that is the action at Galway then on Saturday. Let's move to Sunday, keeping with the National Hunt team. Wexford have a double header over the weekend, kicking off on Sunday at 12:20. Good action there, as always, down at Wexford. We're going to kick off with the Mayor's Conditions Hurdle. That's the second race on the card on Sunday, over 2.5 miles, with 6 facing the starter.
Well, it looks like a Willie Mullins trained winner here already, Patrick, but for punters, I suppose, which one is the one? Champer de Lee is the mount of Richard Blackmore here. Disappointed last time, but has some good form. Ran well over fences there at one time. Also, Sapphire Lady. Now, this one she certainly has plenty of form, but she doesn't seem to jump as well as you would hope. She's dropping back from going over fences, but I think getting £4 off Champer de Lee could be the one here with Paul Townley on board.
Okay, so that's the second race on the card. Moving then to later on the card, there's two 80 to 95 handicaps over converging distances of 2 miles and 3 miles. What do you fancy in these two?
Well, it's unusual to see Willie Mullins with a horse in an 80 to 95 race, actually, Patrick. And this 8 and Bob, number 8 on the card, will be a sharp price here. It was trained by Paul Deegan, who now actually retired last season. And he's already cost punters a few quid because he got beaten on the flat and over hurdles for Willie Mullins. But just his last run was a bit more likely to finish second, and this doesn't look as strong as a contest. I think probably should win here, the 8 and Bob, but probably would be favourite. In the 3 mile race, the top one, Holy Motivation, again another one for a top trainer here, Gordon Elliott, has shown some decent form for a race like this and might be good enough to defy top weight. Tricky race this one. This is a race actually that was called off at Turles there yesterday. We had to put in a flat card at Turles, and we put a few of the cancelled national races around Galway and Wexford over the coming days, and this is one here. He could be one. Court adjourned, maybe number 9 would have a bit of a chance against it, but I think Holy Motivation could be able to defy top weight.
Of course, the big race in the card is the penultimate race. That's the €25,000 Casey Precast Handicap Chase over 2.5 miles, and there'll be 10 declared for this one.
Yeah, good race this one, Patrick, and Gentleman Duke must have a sound chance for Arthur Moore. Good second last time out. He's a horse I never thought would actually get 2.5 miles. He seemed to go well over 2 miles earlier in his career, but he's getting older now, and it was a fine effort last time in second and must have a big chance here. But I do like Neddy Vaughan, number 8 in the card. Tipped him up to win a Fairy House a couple of weeks ago, and he won well on that occasion, travelling strongly throughout. He's up £8 for that, but jockey Kevin Bruder claims back to 7. I think Power Roach, the trainer, is a trainer that we could be hearing a bit more about. He's very shrewd. He's the son, of course, of Christy Roach, who was a brilliant jockey himself and also a very, very good trainer in his own right, who only retired late last year. I think Neddy Vaughan travels so well in his races. He liked this 2.5 mile trip and the good ground and offer and might be able to be good enough to go in again.
Anything else on the Wexford card then, Martin?
I suppose in the opening race, Panther Soul would be hard to beat again for Willie Mullins, those who are doing kind of doubles and trebles. There was one there in the 125, Sometime Soon was the odds-on favourite of Gordon Early, got beaten last week at Ferry House, and will be well fancied to win again. But a horse called Edelpour, number one in the card, Alan Fleming trained this one. He was a fair horse in the flat a couple of seasons ago. He came back and ran okay in the Irish Reserve at Navan a couple of weeks ago. And I just think going back over hurdles, he might be good enough to win that one, that 125 event. It might just be a bit of a price because Sometime Soon is sure to be a short one.
Okay, so that's the Wexford card for Sunday. Let's then have a look at the Galway card for Sunday then. It's a National Hunt card, and of course, before we touch it, Martin, it's a big day for Galway on Sunday because they're racing in pink on Sunday, raising money for the Irish Cancer Society.
Which is great news indeed, Patrick, and with the good news as well for them, which should generate plenty of interest, is there's a pick six, a top pick six rollover here. Now you have to pick the first six winners, which sounds obviously as hard as it is, but the actual, it hasn't been won for a couple of weeks now. We've been rolling over every Sunday, and it's starting off in a 404,000 in the pot, so they're very hopeful that it could get well over 750,000 here, and that would certainly encourage the profile of the day, and it's very good for the pink, the organisation organises the cancer research. It's certainly will be well supported, and Galway very popular on the bank holiday weekend. They have a 3-day meeting this year, Saturday, Sunday and Monday, as you say, all flat on Monday, and should be a decent crowd on Sunday, and hopefully that 4,000 pot, a lot of people will play for that.
Well, let's see, Martin, then, if you can pick the pick six for this week. Let's go straight to the top. So let's have a look at the Mayor's Maiden Hurdle. Kick you off at 12.35.
And it's a strong one here, Patrick, because there's a couple of decent mares in this. Getaway Katie May was the one that won the entry bumper for John Queedy, and she must be one you'd put, certainly would be putting down here with a big chance. There's no actually Willie Mullins running here, which is unusual, but Gordon Elliott's Tin Tangle is certainly a good mare as well. She ran some fine races in bumpers, finishing placed in the big mares Group 3 bumper at the Punchdown Festival. She'd be another one you have to put in, and also Song of the Sky for Joseph Bryan, good winner last time at Galway on the flat, and certainly would probably have to find a bit of form maybe to beat Getaway Katie May and Tin Tangle, but they will look the main too. Slight preference possibly if the ground on the yielding side is accurate and they don't get too much more rain would be for Tin Tangle, I think. Looks a decent mare this one and could be good enough to beat Getaway Katie May.
Of course.
That should be a very interesting race.
William Mullins does have Diamond Hill in that race, a previous course winner.
I missed that one actually. But it's funny to say that it wouldn't be too bad, Diamond Hill, but she's going to have a bit of form to beat those two newcomers to the hurdle after some very good bumper performances last season.
So we'll take that number now, number 11 for the opening race there, for the opening leg of the pick 6. Now if you're still in the pick 6 then after race 1, you're going to race 2 of the beginner's chase, and you'll probably looking at an odds on favourite here.
Yeah, blow by blow, I suppose, for Gordon Elliott. Must be the one here, Patrick, I suppose. He won at the Cheltenham Festival. But he's kind of a funny horse, this fella. I just wouldn't be totally 100% convinced that you could bank on him. He certainly is the farm to do it. He is a bit of a tricky customer, though. He wears blinkers and tongue strap and all sorts of headgear. He made all the running when he won that big handicap hurdle at Cheltenham, as the Martin Pipe handicap hurdle. Got a fine ride on that occasion. And he had some very, very good form to his credit. This is a race, actually, Patrick, that has thrown up some really, really good horses over the years. I remember presenting Percy won this last year. Of course, he went on and won the RSA Chase. But going back to years, it's been very, very good. Don Classic won it. He, of course, went on and won a Gold Cup afterwards. And it always is a very strong contest. It probably isn't as strong tomorrow, and that's why it's or on Sunday. I suppose that's why Blow by Blow will have to be a sharp price favourite. But Return to Vendor is interesting for Janet Fahey. This was a good staying handicap hurdler last season. Wouldn't be in the same class as Blow by Blow. But certainly, it's an interesting yard. And if he takes the fences, he likes popping off in front, and he could take a bit of catching on Ian McCarthy. It doesn't look, I suppose, the strongest other than that. I think Blow by Blow is one most people will follow. Chateau Conti for Joseph Bryan wasn't a bad sort of horse early in his career. That's one maybe to watch over fences, but a lot of people will be banking on Blow by Blow here.
Okay, and just to remind listeners at home, these exotic bets, how do they, just for the pick six, how does it work?
Yeah, it's a top bet. You simply have to pick so many horses. Well, if you want to put one horse in every race, it'll only cost you €1. You kind of multiply the units together. So if you put in, say, 3 in the first, 2 in the second, 3 in the third, you multiply 3 by 2 by 3, this type of thing, you'll be 6 by 3, 18 units. And if you do it maybe 50 cents a unit, that will cost you €9. So if you can continue doing that for the first 6 races, sometimes, you know, it can add up into big numbers. Sometimes people come in it for only just, you know, putting 2 in every race will cost you €16, maybe €32. some people would get together with a syndicate and might put in a couple of hundred each and cover as many horses as possibly can. And then you would have the really big syndicates who could put in anything up to £5,000 or £6,000 with such a big pot to win it. Now obviously, if all the favourites win, the pot would be shared among, it wouldn't be much of a payout. But in most of these cases, when you have handicap races, you will have a big outsider winning one or two of the races, and you might only end up with two or three winners, and they may get maybe 200,000 each. The biggest pot we had was at the Curragh a couple of years ago, 2.1 million it went to, and it was divided up by four winners, all got nearly 300,000 or 400,000 each. It was that type of pot. It only happens every now and then.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's move on then to the handicap chase then, Martin, over 2 mile 6, a valuable handicap chase as well with 9 runners.
Yeah, Don't Kick Nor Bite is the one on form here. Doing well for a good mare for Robert Tyner, doing well of late. Second last time at Punchdown before they had won. And now it's up £12 for those two performances. So it certainly will start favourite here. It's just she is climbing the handicap a bit, and wouldn't be surprised if something there was lurking that beat her. Surfer Instructor is one I'd be interested in. A decent start of horse. Finished fourth on his first run back over 2 miles at Cork last weekend. That trip would have been a bit short for it. Back up to 2 miles 6 here, with Henry Bramhay continuing in good form. You'd have to give that a bit of a chance. Also, the top one, Tutor Premier, was trained by Mouse Morris last season. Ran some good races in useful company. It's only a 5-year-old, has plenty of weight here, but first run for No Mead, and could be one to put in as well. But maybe Surf Instructor, if you're backing for a win, might be the way to go.
Now, Martin mentioned that the handicaps can be a bit tricky, and here's the first of the obstacles with the 16-runner 2-mile handicap chase.
Yeah, absolutely. Low-grade handicap here. A lot of horses run over fences and hurdles. Shankly's Dawn was a winner last time for Philip Rothwell, number 12 on the card. We have to come into reckoning. Also number 15, James Michael, was second for John Bradshaw, who does well with a small string of horses, and any market support for that, you would have to be interested. Also Brian McMahon's Shame O'Lock won well over hurdles last time, but back over fences here makes a bit of a feeling. The top one here, Denali for Dot Love, Conor R on board, claimed a valuable £7. Some very decent form this one has, both over hurdles and over fences, and even with top weight, that might be the one I'd be going with. But certainly Shankly's Dawn, I think, could stand a favourite here for Philip Rothwell, and would have to be on the shortlist.
The novice hurdle in his leg 5 of that big pick 6 over 2.5 miles with 7 declared here.
Well, generally these type of races are good for the pick 6 in that you can bank on one or two, but the problem here is, Patrick, if Willie Mullins has put in 3 unknown sort of quantities, really, Joseph Bryan has 2 in it as well, so it's just not the easiest one from a pick 6 point of view. I wouldn't suppose you have to put in 3 or 4 here to cover it. The interesting thing, Carol de Grasse is ridden by Ruby Walsh. You'd imagine that's probably the pick of Willie's ones, but these are horses that have only ran once or twice over hurdles. They've won their only start sometimes, and it's just very hard to know what to actually beat. So the handicappers kind of guessing as much as ourselves, and you never know how much improvement it can be. Darrell's Persie was a decent horse in bumpers and has done okay over hurdles. Polly Rock was impressive when winning her only start a couple of months ago now in Clonmel. It was on heavy ground in March, and you wouldn't know what sort of improvement would be in that. Finley Hoddy for Joseph Bryan certainly would come into reckon here, and he's got also a horse come from France, Petit Tartar, who was a winner in France as well. So even though it's a small field and these races normally go with the favourite, it's a tricky one to even know what will be favourite. I suppose that the fact that Ruby Walsh has picked Carol de Grasse, you'd have to say it probably swings the issue in his favour.
And if you've got through all them first 5 races, you face up with a horrible handicap hurdle over 2 miles 5, Martin, with 20 going to post.
Well, yes, that's exactly it. Even if you did get the first 5 up, then you would face this 20-runner handicap. Well, some people would actually put the whole lot in, to quite honest, and bank on a few other things, but it's very difficult to know what the story is on this one. If you're only picking a few, the one I was looking at maybe is number 18, Oh Here We Go, Val O'Brien, local trainer, and a very good claimer here, Young R, riding claim 7 off it. Now, this was a good winner Tipperary over 3 miles, so the trip would have been no problem at all, and I was interested to see that the third horse on that occasion, Naturally Blonde, was almost a certain winner at Cork last weekend when he tipped up to the very last flight, unfortunately. So that form was quite good. Went up £8 for that, but with a £7 claimer claiming 7 back off it, you'd have to expect that to go very well. So he'd definitely be one that would be putting in. Another one, maybe the King of Brega for Henry de Bramhay, came back to winning form last time, up £6. Wouldn't want too much rain over the weekend. Likes the ground to go fairly good, and I think maybe would have a chance here. High Sparrow for Joseph Ryan, certainly one for the shortlist. Also Willie Mullins, Swinda, who's ran a few maiden and hurdles, ran decent races without winning, but a first mark here off just 109 makes a bit of appeal. And also My Slow Gin, number 13, who would have been very much involved last time until she came down at the second last flight. I think a very open race for the each way best for me is Oh Here We Go, number 18.
So that is the first six races, and then look, I suppose there's no point really going through the second last. Wicklow Brave would be a long odds on favour for that one, so that looks self-explanatory. And anything in the bumper then, Martin?
It's tricky one there. Miss Aloud has ran some decent races without getting her head in front. You know, expect that one to go well, I suppose, for Gordon Elliott. It's a four-year-old bumper and well-supported, actually, 7 in-runners for fillies only. But I do think No Meat is doing well of late, and the Caddy Rose could be interesting with Mark O'Hare on board. It certainly would be one that I'd be certainly looking at. Also, of course, Kalanese Ogue for William Mullins is automatically the first person you look at in bumpers. If there's money in that, you'd have to respect that very much so.
And finally then, Martin, at the Bank Holiday Monday fixtures then at Galway, you have a 7-race flat card at the moment, and in Wexford you have an 8-race National Hunt card.
Yeah, it should be popping up. We'll take that race for that on Sunday morning, Patrick. I'd say the Galway race meet will go to 8 races. There's a bit of rain down there, so we've been looking for soft ground for a lot. This is the last kind of turf meeting except for Nace next Sunday week. There's a 1-3 race there with 70 entries. That'll divide, and you'd have to watch out for that. There's some plenty of runners in a lot of the race. That'll be very competitive. And Wexford obviously as well, but they're meeting on the Bank Holiday Mondays, when they've had it now for a good few number of years, and you expect plenty of competitive racing there. What they really need, I suppose, National Hunt Horse, especially this time of year, Patrick, is rain. It's unusual to say that in Ireland, but this time last year the ground was kind of quite testing. This year the ground has been really, really fast, and as even next week at Turley, or Clonmel, sorry, we had to cancel the chases because the ground is too quick, put in a couple of hurdle races there. But a lot of horses, a lot of trainers are reporting just mad fresh and ready to run. It's just we need plenty of rain, which is very unusual in Ireland. I'm sure we're going to get it before long.
Yeah, so we'll be keeping a close eye on the weather forecasts over the next couple of weeks. Let's go international then, Martin. Firstly, I suppose we were talking a little bit earlier on to Australian commentator Matthew Hill, who will be commentating on the big race tomorrow. Of course, Winx looking to take part in what will be her fourth Cox Plate in a row. But from an Irish perspective and a British perspective as well, I suppose Ben Battle is going there for Saeed Bin Saroor, and of course you also have Rostopovich for Ryan Moore and Aidan O'Brien.
Yes, indeed, and you know it's very interesting. I suppose it was more probably Winx. A lot of people, you know, maybe divided opinion. I think she's a wonderful mare, there's no question. The thing she's done is unbelievable. But a lot of people, including Matt Chapman, of course, the well-known commentator of at the races, you know, was saying that she didn't beat a whole lot. And I suppose these type of horses that she's taken on will be a bit of a different challenge to her. But I think, you know, Ben Battle is a decent horse here. He wouldn't be a really top-class horse, but he's won 3 Group 1s around the world. So he obviously has to be respected, but I do think Winx can still be good enough to win. I just hope she does. She really is an incredible mare. It's an incredible story, really, the whole thing. And it'd be great to win 4 Cox Plates in a row. She really has been, you know, brought racing to the forefront of a lot of people would have heard of Winx, even though they wouldn't follow racing. And in Australia, she really is a bit of a wonder mare. And she's a tremendous fellow. And let's hope she can keep on that big winning run that she's on. And I think she could beat Ben Battle. It would, you know, improve her profile around the world.
Yeah, it would indeed, and we'll be keeping a close eye on that tomorrow. Just briefly, Martin, we mentioned last week the Caulfield Cup and a massive run by the Cliffs of Moher last week.
Yes, a great run indeed. It was a fine run. You know, and they're very tough races, Patrick, because people kind of forget how far they actually have to travel. They have to go into quarantine, get used to different conditions. Ground has to be very quick down there, and also the weather does be beautiful as well. But it really is, you know, a big effort for the horse to go so far around, half around the world. It takes a lot of recovery. I mean, you know yourself, if you fly to Australia, it takes you almost a day to even get there, and then you have to recover. For a horse to do the same, it's very difficult. And I suppose great advances now in type of travel for horses, and you know the great airplanes now, and can get them there very quickly. But it's great recovery for them, and you have to have the right type of horse to be able to travel halfway around the world and have them in peak condition when they're taking on different conditions, different tracks, different jockeys, all sorts of things really to put up with. And it's just not an easy thing to do. So fair play for any of those horses that put up some great performances, and it's great, obviously great prize money as well. And that's, I suppose, where they're going. But it makes international racing so much more interesting for everybody, I think, because while Winx, you know, it'd be great to see a run outside Australia and come to Ascot or something like that and take on Irish horses or English horses as well. It is always great to see a super sub and followed, and any horse that can win 29 races in a row is just fantastic.
Absolutely. Let's just in the next couple of minutes, Martin, we haven't got a lot of time, but St. Cloud tomorrow, Aidan O'Brien's 2 runners, Norway will be ridden by Shamie Heffernan, and Sydney Opera House will be ridden by Mikhail Barcelona. That's in the 2-year-old contest, due off at 2:45.
Yeah, Fancy Norway there, I have to say, was a good winner last time in Newmarket, loves the trip. And also then, as well as you were saying, Aidan O'Brien, his horse has run all over the place. It's really unbelievable how many horses he has run in different parts of the world. And if you look at Doncaster tomorrow, Patrick, the 4 or 5, the Vertem Futurity Stakes, this is a race he's won 8 times in the past. It's a race he broke the record last year with Saxon Warrior. That was a fantastic win for him, beating Roaring Lion. That's how good a race that was. We all seen Roaring Lion win 4 Group 1s this year. He's got a very decent horse here called Magna Grecia, second to a horse called Persian King, who is a very well fancied horse by Andre Favre for next year's Guineas. The second to that one at Newmarket just a couple of weeks ago, having previously won very well at Nace on his only start. He's a hot favourite for this race tomorrow, and you would expect him hopefully to win. He's on 6-4 or 11-8. But there is one horse in there called Phoenix of Spain for Charles Hill, who was second to Too Darn Hot at Doncaster a couple of weeks ago. Now, Too Darn Hot looks like going to be champion 2-year-old on his brilliant performance when winning the Dewhurst Stakes when Anthony Van Dyke was third for Aidan O'Brien. But I think this Magna Grecia is a lovely horse, and I think he can win tomorrow and hopefully beat Phoenix of Spain and set up his tilt at some nice classic races next season.
Yeah, of course, a fantastic race there at Doncaster tomorrow. Of course, you've racing returning also at Cheltenham tomorrow. Aintree will be back in action then on Sunday, but we're going to head back to France now with Shanty and Sunday Martin, because the French St. Ledger takes place. William Mullins is sending over for Max Dynamite, who'll be ridden by Andrea Razzini, and of course you've got the Irish St. Ledger winner Flag of Honour, who'll be ridden by Ryan Moore.
Yeah, I think Ryan Moore probably got a bit of criticism last week, all right, Patrick, for his ride on Flag of Honour in the Stayers race at the Ascot Champions Day. No doubt letting Frankie Dettori up the inside was probably most unlike Ryan Moore, but I suppose he probably set a very small gallop, kind of steady gallop, which I thought was a bit unusual, because the one horse thing that Flag of Honour does very well is stay, and I think tomorrow he'll seem been much more, on Sunday he'll be much more forceful and probably make a much stronger gallop. I think he's improved horses, Flag of Honour. He wouldn't run the ground too soft, that's the only thing you'd have again him, but he didn't run too badly in a funny race last week when Chasing Home Stradivarius. He was fourth on that occasion, wasn't beaten too far, and you'd have to say he's got probably a better chance than maybe Max Dynamite. But I think Flag of Honour is a good horse and be a very good horse next season. He could be an Ascot Gold Cup horse next season.
And finally then, the 7 furlong 2-year-old race, the Citroën International at Shanty on Sunday then. Hermosa goes for Aidan O'Brien and Ryan Moore, and San Andreas is also running for the same stable, this time for Dunnock O'Brien.
Yeah, I've seen San Andreas win last week at Nace. He won a 6-4 and a maiden. You imagine that probably wouldn't be good enough to win a Group 1 race, but sometimes these French races aren't as strong. Certainly I would fancy Hermosa to go very well. She was a good winner of the Park Stakes at Nace a couple of weeks ago here. She won quite well on that occasion. Before that she was a fine third in the Meigler Stakes, and I think that sort of form, if she's still in that type of good form, she's had a busy season now, she must have a big chance.
Okay, so that is the racing action there. We've nearly hit over 40 races there over the weekend, Martin. It's a really, really busy weekend in horse racing, but I know all the listeners at home have their pens and paper at the ready, because it's now time for your best bets of the weekend.
Okay, I think in the 4:50 tomorrow at Leopardstown, Perfect Cappuccino is the one to be going for. At Galway tomorrow, in the 4:25, I'm going to go for Morga. I think definitely has a good each way chance there. Galway on Sunday then, staying in that meeting, it's 3:25. Oh, Here We Go, hopefully we'll reward Oh, Here We Go with plenty of winners. And in the Wexford meeting then on Sunday, I think there in the 3:45, Neddy Vaughan would be the one I'd be going with there.
Okay, busy weekend in horse racing this weekend. Of course, Bank Holiday meetings, Leopardstown and Galway on Saturday, Wexford Galway Sunday, and of course Wexford and Galway again on Monday. And a busy weekend again next week. Next weekend, we'll be previewing the Breeders' Cup. We'll be looking at the JN Wine Chase at Down Royal, and of course we'll be looking at the Cork National all next weekend. So stay tuned for all that. But Martin Murphy, thanks again for joining us this week, and we'll talk to you again next Friday.
Thank you, Patrick. Mind yourself. Thanks a lot.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.